Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, it's Robbie here from EnglishHarmony.com and welcome back to my video blog. In this particular video, I'm going to comment a comment that I received on one of my YouTube videos recently. And the video in question is, what to do if you can't speak with natives in an English-speaking country? And the whole point of that video was that if you find yourself in a situation when you are surrounded by your native counterparts while living in an English-speaking country, pretty much the only thing you can do in order to improve your spoken English is do plenty of spoken English self-practice, right? And that's a subject that I've been touching upon like a million times on my blog, in my videos. I keep going on about it pretty much in every video, right? So this commentator posted a lengthy comment saying that they've been going through all these fluency issues whereby they can't engage in conversations with others comfortably. They mispronounce words, make mistakes, and so on and so forth, which is the typical English fluency issue. I was having the same issues, and obviously the commentator has that issue, and millions of other foreign English speakers are having the very same issue. And how to deal with it? Spoken English practice is the answer. That's the key. You have to do plenty of spoken English self-practice. And obviously, if you have opportunities to speak with others, you have to do it. But if you don't have that many opportunities, you still have to do loads of spoken English self-practice. That is pretty much the only way you can achieve fluency. In order to speak well, you have to speak. Right? But then that person goes on to say that actually I tried to make a video in English, which is one of the techniques I posted on my blog a while back. Basically, I'm suggesting that you do record your speech on a camcorder because of the various benefits. When you speak with another person, there's always stress involved, but when you speak in front of a camcorder, it's almost the same as speaking to someone else because there's this expectation of your speech being recorded, but there's no stress whatsoever, right? And there's a number of other benefits as well. So that person is trying to do that, but what they're saying is, I find myself constantly beating around the bush and always hesitating on what to say next, right? And it's all just a bunch of ums and yes and so's and likes. So basically what they're saying is that they can't really say anything meaningful while recording the video, right? Now, let me address this point. You have to do some preparation. Obviously, in my place, right, if you were in my shoes with the level of fluency that I have, I'm not bragging, but my fluency is quite decent, right? If you were in my shoes, you'd have no difficulties improvising. This is what it's all about. I can talk about one particular subject and just improvise on the spot, but in the early stages of your English fluency development, you have to do some preparation. It's a must. So what you got to do is you have to write down 5 or 6 bullets of what exactly you're going to talk about in that particular video. And then you have to write down some collocations, word combinations, phrases, and so on and so forth, right? You have to memorize them. You have to repeat them all over and over and over again. And then you use them in that particular video. Then you go back, watch the video, see what mistakes you might have made. Then you do some research, look up how to say this or that particular thing correctly. Then you go back, re-record the video, and that's how you improve. Constant self-correction, constant feedback, right? It's a loop. But if you just sit down and you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to talk about something, and you just turn the camcorder on, it's going to be very difficult to say something meaningful because you haven't done any preparation whatsoever. So preparation is the key in this case. But then what the commentator goes on to say later on is a bit, it's confusing to me as to why that person would say such a thing. But I know for a fact that a lot of my blog readers are asking similar questions, right? So I'm just going to address it. So what they're saying is, I'm really trying to watch more and more videos on this particular subject, but nothing's changed. This is something that I've addressed a million times. By watching videos, you're not going to make your speech better. You can watch all the videos you want, but unless you actually do some preparation and some targeted practice whereby you use specific collocations and phrases that you've memorized, right? Unless you do that, no amount of videos you watch is going to help you, right? It's so clear, it's crystal clear. I can't understand why anyone at this stage would believe that by consuming some content, for some reason, they would be able to produce the same kind of content. It just doesn't happen like that. If you want to be able to speak, you have to practice your speech. You have to do some preparation, memorize phrases and collocations, and then try and use them in your conversations. Yes, you can use videos as a source of the information, right? But what you've got to do is watch the video, then try and write down specific expressions, the main things mentioned in the video, memorize them, and then talk about it. Discuss the video with yourself, record it on a camcorder, but you have to have the plan, okay? Just by watching the video is not going to cut it, okay? So that's that. And then basically the person is saying that they tend to naturally avoid social situations and they end up reading a book during recesses at school. Well, again, it's passive content. Yeah, you improve your ability to read, that's right, but it's not translating into your ability to communicate. Okay, so what I suggest is when you read a book, discuss it with yourself. Go home and dedicate 15 or 20 minutes to discuss what you've read during the day, and surely there is something you can talk about. There's always something interesting happening in the book. If there wasn't, obviously you wouldn't be reading such a book, right? That wouldn't appeal to you. So there's always something to discuss. Discuss the events that you read about. Talk about the different characters, the dynamics in the plot of the book, and so on and so forth. So there's always plenty to discuss, but don't limit yourself to consuming English content only. It's all passive. It doesn't exercise your mouth. It's up to you to move your mouth, to speak, to wire all these speech patterns into your mouth. That's how it happens. So my answer is you have to do spoken practice no matter what, no matter how depressed you are, no matter how hopeless the situation feels, right? You might be thinking that you're never going to become a fluent English speaker. Believe me, been there, done that. I've been in the same situation. I thought that I was mentally ill. I thought I was incapable of improving my fluency. Look at me now. I can talk without stopping. And it's all because I've been doing plenty of spoken English practice with myself. Obviously, I've been speaking with others a lot, but I believe that the main vehicle for you to improve your English fluency is spoken English self-practice, okay? So basically, the answer is the very same as in the original video. What to do if you can't speak with others, speak with yourself. And even if you can't speak with others, even then, you gotta be speaking with yourself all the time. Okay, so I hope you find this video useful. If you have any further questions or comments, please feel free to publish them in the comment section below. Thanks for watching. Chat to you soon. Bye-bye.